Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Amber Alert issued for a girl named Mia James. She lives just north of Athens. Henderson County Sheriff's Department says she left around 8:30 last night. Deputies say someone picked her up. They don't know who. They say she might be in danger. Now, Mia is only 11 years old. Last seen wearing black shorts, a teal hoodie with the word Venom written in glitter. Mia's white, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'6", weighs about 100 pounds. Her picture's on our website at KRLD.com.
All eyes will be focused on AT&T Stadium tonight when Mike Tyson steps back into the ring to fight Jake Paul.
On paper, it looks bad. Jake Paul is 27. He's taller, faster, has longer reach. Tyson is 58 and is far from the Iron Mike we remember in the 80s and 90s.
I'm the best ever. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
So what does Vegas think? Well, they think Tyson's going to lose, most likely by knockout. As far as how long the fight goes, it's scheduled for 8 rounds, but the money is thinking it will end 4th or 5th. But they do give Tyson a puncher's chance and believe if he does win the fight, his only chance would be by knockout. But Paul is a showman as well.
Mike Tyson, I thought that was a cute slap, buddy.
He hits like a... It's personal now! It's personal now!
Nothing better than fight night. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Donald Trump's headed back to the White House. Texas governor says Texas might enter what he calls a golden era.
Governor Greg Abbott says a second Trump administration will let the oil and gas industries grow.
My point in telling you that, and that is, do not squander this opportunity.
He told a forum here in Frisco they've got a need for speed because this administration will only last 4 years.
If I were involved in the oil and gas sector, I would be operating as quickly as I possibly could, knowing that you're going to have an open window to get business done.
Abbott says renewable sources are growing, but oil and gas remain the lifeblood of the Texas economy, saying we'll pass France as the world's 7th biggest economy next year.
Texas provides national security to the United States of America because of the role that oil and gas plays.
With 600,000 people moving here this year, Abbott says the state also needs to make sure the water supply is ready. In Frisco, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas Supreme Court today removing the stay of execution in the controversial death penalty case of Robert Roberson.
The Supreme Court ruled a Texas House committee does not have the power to override the scheduled legal process leading to an execution. Roberson was minutes away from death on October 17th when the House committee issued a subpoena to require the condemned man's testimony, leading to the Supreme Court's temporary stay. UNT Dallas law professor Brian Owsley says the move bought time that Roberson's legal team hopes can be used to get him off death row.
I doubt they're going to give him a get-out-of-jail-free card, but maybe taking execution off the table, and then maybe Roberson gets paroled down the line.
Members of the House committee still expect TDCJ to make Roberson available for an interview. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cops in Richland Hills arrest a guy with a big knife near Richland Middle School. They got a call this morning around 10:30. When they got to the scene, the guy took off. Police caught up to him, arrested him. He's now facing charges. Police are still investigating all of this, but the person never went into the school, and they call it an isolated incident. They're asking anyone with any information to reach out and help them.
Oh, Fort Worth police are searching for the person who struck a 12-year-old boy last night and then drove off. Apparently, it happened around 8 along Stalcup Road, just west of East Loop 820, as Apollo Rogers was in a crosswalk. Now, the boy's stepmom tells NBC5 that he was with his 15-year-old sister walking home from after-school events when he was struck. The girl saw it all happen. Rogers was taken to the hospital, but he did not survive. Police believe someone driving an SUV hit the boy and then immediately took off. Police are hoping anyone with information will reach out.
What do they say about a man who acts as his own attorney at a trial? Well, Grand Prairie guy did just that. Capital murder case. He couldn't convince the appeals court that the jury sentenced him, and it's unconstitutional. He's serving life without parole. Ricky Edwards killed his new wife and stepson. It took 14 minutes for the jury to convict him.
It's another month of job growth in Texas.
Texas now has the largest workforce in state's history. The October jobs numbers are out, and the state added another 47,000-plus jobs in the month. The unemployment rate in DFW is 3.9%. Midland had the state's lowest unemployment rate at 2.8%. Governor Abbott calls the state's economy resilient and says Texas grows jobs faster than the rest of the country because it moves at the speed of business. From the 24-hour news center, Sam Schachter, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
North Texas State Rep Carl Sherman Sr. had to go through open-heart surgery this morning at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. He sent a note to his constituents that he grew up with an extremely rare heart condition, and he started going through chest pains as young as 8 years of age. Sherman says if everything went as planned, he should be back working part-time in 4 weeks. He should be back to work full-time in 2 months, right in time for the start of the next legislative session in Austin.
Let's check the KRLD Cowboys report.
Well, Cowboy fans, get ready for more of this.
Prescott looking to throw. Pumps off the back foot. Stays on his feet. Now on the move. Floats it to the end zone. Caught! Rico Dowdle, the juggling high wire act for the score.
That's right. Yesterday, head coach Mike McCarthy told the media that running back Rico Dowdle is indeed the leading running back for the Cowboys going forward, and expect to see less of Ezekiel Elliott and Dalvin Cook and more of the fifth-year back out of South Carolina. Here was McCarthy's statement to the media.
Yeah, definitely. Got to get him the ball. I mean, you know, that's my focus. You know, just continue to get him opportunities. You know, he's the lead back, and I thought he had a really good first half, and I think that's really illustrated by, you know, the attempts. You know, Rico needs to touch the ball.
On the season, Rico has 374 yards on the ground. He's averaging 4.5 yards per carry and 3 total touchdowns. I'm Alex Salas, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Pentagon and the Director of National Intelligence released their reports on UFO sightings in the last year. The government says it had more than 750 new reports in the last year. They say they still haven't found anything that looks like it came from outer space, so E.T. hasn't visited us. Around 20 of the reports, though, they don't have any explanation for yet.
Yeah. All this week, we've been talking to you about how big Michelin news, about the big Michelin news. And well, today we are hearing from the founder and the CEO of Crown Block. It's one of the 20 restaurants in North Texas that is Michelin recommended. CEO Elizabeth Blau says many people still have questions about the Michelin Guide.
It is an international recognition of excellence for quality, and it's really a focus on the quality of the food.
So Crown Block opened in April last year. It's a posh steakhouse seafood restaurant at the top of Reunion Tower, if you've never been. Michelin star rating can make or break a restaurant, and this year, Dallas was one of 5 Texas cities that threw their hat into the ring. You can hear much more from Blau in the CEO Spotlight with David Johnson coming up at 6:20.
Well, there's an ice rink in Milton Keynes, England, that has a feature that no other ice rink can brag about. Somehow a pink iPhone got stuck under 2 inches of ice and no one bothered to remove it. It just sits there in the middle of the rink and skaters skate on top of it, or they stop and stare at it or take pictures. Turns out one of the workers lost his phone there as he set up the rink, and the owners wouldn't crack the ice to get it free. Well, now it's a tourist attraction. It's not a mistake. It's a feature.
Oh, my goodness. That sucks. And it's a pink phone? Who even has a pink phone anymore?
Well, there's a guy in England, and, you know, maybe it was his daughter's or something.
No.
Otherwise, why would a guy in England have a pink iPhone?
Maybe he does. New signs of an awakening in the city that never sleeps.
A study released by New York's planning department shows the city's empty storefronts are filling up faster than expected, thanks to a slew of new restaurants and bars. The majority of new eateries serve Mexican, Japanese, and Caribbean cuisine. Most are outside the borough of Manhattan. About 16,000 city storefronts were empty in the third quarter.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And still above pre-pandemic levels. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
So how much are Mike Tyson and Jake Paul making for that fight tonight at Jerry World? No one's officially saying anything, but DraftKings has some sources that spilled to them. It says Tyson's getting something like $20 million for the fight. Jake Paul looking at about a $40 million payday. DraftKings says Paul gets more money because it's actually his promotion company that set this whole thing up.
Oh, no way. Hey, did you know you can tell your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD? That way you can stay up to date with everything in Dallas-Fort Worth, like traffic, weather, news, and like checking your money. We'll be checking in with David Johnson at 4:54, but right now, let's check in with Nancy Lyons from Bloomberg.
Kristen, Wall Street had its worst week in more than 2 months. The S&P today lost 79 points. The Nasdaq slid by 428. The Dow was down 306. Crude oil futures fell 2.4% to $67.02 a barrel. You were talking about that fight tonight, the one with Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Well, it is a test for Netflix. It's the first big foray into live sports for the streaming service, and Netflix officials are hoping the fight, as well as two Christmas Day NFL games, will bring in as many as 10 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter, and many will be on its ad tier. McDonald's was sued late last month over the E. coli outbreak linked to onions on its Quarter Pounders. Now the onion supplier faces a lawsuit. The class action complaint says Taylor Fresh Foods failed to tell customers about the risk of E. coli contamination. McDonald's is bringing back a fan favorite, the holiday pie. The company says it's made with creamy, smooth custard, nestled in a flaky, buttery crust and glazed with sugar. It was first introduced in 1999, and it is only available in a few select cities, including Dallas. I'm Nancy Lyons with Bloomberg Business on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Of course it's in Dallas. Everything comes to Dallas.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.